MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Sean Saunders, founder and CEO at Revix. Sean, appreciate, as always, early morning time. Looking at on-exchange crypto balances, that data, what is it telling us? I mean, as I understand, that's the, I suppose, the holdings from the individuals who are using that exchange.
Morning, Simon. Thanks for having me on again. So ultimately, when you're looking at the flow of cryptocurrencies, and remember, you can actually perfectly map the flow of crypto because, you know, crypto is run on a blockchain. So you're looking at record amounts of cryptocurrency being moved to exchanges. And I mean, this has tapered off a little bit, but over the last 2 weeks, really, we've seen a lot of cryptocurrency sort of record levels from a value perspective move to exchanges, as you've seen this fear and greed index within the crypto space, and I suppose it's the broader market as well, move to record levels. I mean, in the crypto space, you had the fear and greed index sitting at the lowest level on record, which was 8 out of 100. So it really is just crypto investors, you know, Bitcoin miners, various staking providers in the crypto space, moving their crypto to the exchanges, looking to liquidate their positions. So, I mean, that's just really the capitulation that's taking place in this market.
And that often, for my years of experience of equity markets more than anything else, it's often when that fear and greed gets to its worst and its lowest level, when, I don't want to say it's the best time, but often it does mean, and it's a brave statement for me to make, but they're probably closer to the bottom than we think.
I think that's exactly it, right? As an investor, you're always looking at the risk versus the reward. Now, if you're looking at the crypto market, with many cryptocurrencies off roughly around 60 to 70% from their all-time highs, some even more, I mean, perhaps this is the time that you can start taking a look at the market. We at Revix, we say, you know, sort of have a long-term view. This could be a great buying opportunity many years down the line, but don't go and put all your eggs in one basket, right? I mean, diversify into this market and then maybe dollar cost average in, right? Start a little bit, start small, start with a little bit now. If the market goes down, get it at a discount.
Yeah, I take a point on that, and it's always never all the eggs in one basket. The Terra network collapse of about some 2 weeks ago. I mean, what's the key lesson from that? I mean, is that again a scenario of, you know, not all your eggs in one basket?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the segue into that question, right? It is, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Ultimately, diversification is important across all asset classes. I mean, I sound like that typical CFA that's, you know, sitting there giving financial advice, but I know a lot of guys, I'm sure Simon, you know a lot of guys and girls as well, that had a lot of money in Terra, had money in Luna, had money in UST, and they've really been hit. Now, I mean, if you had invested in, say, our top 10 bundle, yes, you would have been hit. You would have had 10% of your portfolio take a knock. But the benefit there is it's only 10% of your portfolio. So I think that's ultimately the lesson, really. I mean, the crypto space is highly volatile. The reason that we created our bundles is that we want to kind of encourage responsible investing within the crypto space. It doesn't need to be an asset class that's treated like a casino. And I mean, sure, you can take a couple punts on individual cryptos, but don't forget that this can be a bigger part of your portfolio.
Yeah, I remember back to equities. I remember when Steinhoff collapsed. I mean, I know people had portfolios wiped out, and I held the ETF. And yeah, my ETF fell a couple of percentage points because Steinhoff was in it. But I mean, all was fine. We talk typically. We look at the big sort of cryptos, most notably, of course, the granddaddy in the room, Bitcoin. And you've made the point before that its sort of influence or its weighting in the broader market has been dropping down. Are there some cryptocurrencies that have been performing well in the sort of the sell-off we've been seeing, truthfully, for much of this year?
Yeah, so the crypto market has sort of decoupled. I mean, if you had to go 4 years back, when the crypto market went down, you literally saw every single cryptocurrency sort of move together and they would move downwards.
Yeah.
And now you have individual cryptos, and I mean, the market's still pretty correlated, but it is breaking apart. You've got individual cryptocurrencies, probably the most notable of which has been Tron. Tron used to be a top 10 cryptocurrency. It sort of fell out of favor, fell to about number 36 in sort of total market capitalization, and now it's come back sort of with vengeance. It's now, I think, the 10th largest cryptocurrency, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, obviously, this market moves quickly, but that has been sort of the one-star performer in the crypto space. It probably will be moving into our top 10 bundle to replace Luna at the end of this month. So, I mean, that's definitely one to keep an eye on. I'm actually, you know, I've been looking at sort of what's driving the Tron network. There's essentially murmurs that there may be sort of a Terra competitor, if I can call it that. I guess it's no longer competition, really, but perhaps, you know, a new protocol that comes out that looks to address many of the issues that Terra had. So, yeah, I guess that's maybe just one to keep an eye on.
When you rebalance the bundles, which you do every month, do you? Because I'm looking at Tron now, and when I caught it up on my system, it offers me Tron versus USD versus Bitcoin versus all the other bits. Do you back it off into the US dollar to get those top 10?
Yeah, so the way that our system works actually is we execute across multiple venues. Mm. So you can go to various crypto exchanges and you'd execute against that order book of that particular exchange. With Revix, you'll be executing across maybe 6 or 7 different exchanges, as well as each of those exchanges' exchange pairs. So, you know, on whatever exchange you may be looking at, you've got, let's say, TRX, so Tron's ticker versus USDT versus USDC versus maybe BUSD. We actually execute across all of those different trading pairs. So the benefit with Revix really is that you're then getting essentially a lower slippage whenever you're executing a trade and the best market prices.
Okay. See, I hadn't understood that part of the equation. Okay, cool. Quick last question. You're running promo zero buy-in fees on Bitcoin until middle of June.
Yeah, that we are. So, I mean, coming back to, I guess, the start of the conversation, we have essentially, and this is the analytics team at Revix, they looked back over the last 12 years, and they looked at other market corrections, and they looked at when the fear and greed index within the crypto space fell below 12. And they essentially found that every single time you bought into Bitcoin for a year after this fear and greed index fell below 12, you would have made a return of at least 35%. That was the absolute worst, with the median return actually being 70%. Now, you know, history doesn't always repeat itself, but often it rhymes. And so what we did is we said, okay, maybe the best promo right now is to actually offer a fee-free opportunity to buy into Bitcoin. So you can come to Revix, and that's at www.revix.com, and you can buy into Bitcoin with any amount of money from 150 Rand to whatever works for you, completely fee-free.
That's cool, and I'm looking at that fear and greed index, and it makes for some fascinating charting there. We'll leave it there. Sean Saunders, Revix, as always, appreciate the early morning.